Good afternoon. It is February the 2nd, 2019. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. This is your host, the infinite famous Michael J. Long. Hi, everybody. What's up? How are we all doing today? So I want to talk about the gun issue a little more because I just want to give you an update on this. Since the New York State legislator now has a majority of the within the Democratic Party. And of course, as you know, Governor Andrew Cuomo got reelected. So that means more gun control, unfortunately, and more high taxes, more regulations, and a lot of the stuff that we libertarians tend to oppose. One thing I found controversial amongst the much of the legislation that got passed, which I think either Cuomo's going to sign into law or he already has, which includes the which includes various gun control legislation which inhibits and or prohibits teachers from being able to use firearms during school hours in the schools. Basically, it's a conjunction to be added on top of the SAFE Act, which already bans high-powered assault weapons, including assault rifles, semi-automatic or fully autos, etc. And they want to have these mental health evaluations. And if you have a mental illness, it don't matter if you're being treated for that or not. You're not going to be able to purchase a firearm or be able to obtain a firearm in New York State. And it doesn't matter. They don't give a damn whether you're attending treatment for your mental health issues. You know, if you're someone who's taking medication, who's already been diagnosed with a mental health condition, you know, you should still have the right to bear arms. You're taking personal responsibility to get well, to not impose danger and force to others, and yet they're going to inhibit your right over a mental health or mental illness that you didn't choose to have. It came on by itself in further development in some stage of your life, whether it's severe anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, or anything that you need medication for to be able to control, or and or counseling. And likewise, what about people who are disabled, people who are autistic that may want to purchase the firearms? Well, sorry, Charlie, it's only for the normal people, the normal white people who are normal under Cuomo's understanding of being able to legitimately own a firearm, which you cannot be armed in school to protect the children. So if someone walks in and buys a gun in the black market, sorry, Charlie, you can't protect your students. You're supposed to just stand there and get shot at and killed in order to protect your students, but with no firearms. And that's in the event that someone decides to go into one of these schools to shoot them up. Ah, but let's not forget about Sandy Hook, where the teachers were not armed, or the doctors, or the nurses in the medical field, you know, or the pilots on the airline flights, which was one of the main reasons why they were hijacked on 9/11. But let's not forget about any of that and bring forth more gun control, which I think is controversial. But that's what you can expect in this state government with a majority of Democrats. And I don't think things would have been any different if the Republicans had maintained control of the majority in the state legislature. But on to an update. Trump has already banned bump stocks, and he was never really in favor of the Second Amendment or gun rights either. Although he may talk that kind of rhetoric where he comes out as supporting the Second Amendment, he really doesn't. And I think he's talked about wanting to ban, you know, assault weapons, but but it's mainly being perpetrated at the state level by many Democrats in many Democratic states. And what has Trump done to challenge these states that want to have their gun control? Well, he hasn't really sued them and brought it to the Supreme Court's attention, even though there probably will be legal repercussions for some of these laws that have gotten passed here in New York and also in California and elsewhere. These gun control laws could very well be challenged and struck down in the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court, if it ever goes that high, on the condition that it's unconstitutional and conflicts with the Second Amendment, which, by the way, there's a lot more that goes to the Second Amendment besides hunting, but don't tell Cuomo that, because he wants to make it so that you have to pay, get a hunting license, which you have to pay $294 on, and then get a mental health evaluation and all that. And then if you have a mental illness, or if you've already had a mental illness and you're attending treatment for it, you will not be able to have a firearm, which is discriminatory towards people with mental health conditions that may want to own a firearm. And they do this in the guise of, you know, protecting the public from the big bad guns. Oh no. Even though, you know, the only real response to a gun is a gun. The only response to a bad person with a gun is self-defense, really. And I'm not encouraging people to just, you know, pursue the suspects and then shoot them up because they have a gun. They already shot up a school if they're not in law enforcement. But you know what? You know, that doesn't exclude the people's rights to bear arms, and it shouldn't. And I think with gun rights, I think the focal point should be on expanding gun rights, not gun control, because that eventually leads to gun prohibition. Which begs the question, why do we have to have a state gun database? You know, a state gun database, a database at the state level for guns, is going to mean gun confiscation among the people who register their firearms. Which, by the way, they also want to prohibit private sales of guns. I mean, it's if you buy a gun, it's your property. It's no more different than if you bought a couch. You have a right to sell your couch. Why not your gun? So again, and they're interfering with people's civil liberties and people's rights. People's rights to make their own transaction to people they feel they can do business with. And most people aren't going to try and sell them in the black market. Most people aren't going to do that. Unless you restrict people's rights. But again, this will likely face repercussions in the courts coming forward. And that's your update on the guns, the third episode. But again, I just think we should be pushing back against this gun control garbage, because it's really creates a front where it's going to lead to eventual gun confiscations. And now nobody's going to have the right to bear arms. And it's just an unfortunate turn of events that we could afford to have laws like this. Because really, it has the opposite effect. It leads to more violence, not less. It leads to more control within the black market and their ability to have gangs terrorizing the streets of any city, town, and village in this country. And how are people going to be able to defend themselves? And likewise, the respective gun owners, well, you know, are they supposed to give up their property? You know, I mean, it's like we don't care about the individuals anymore. It's like, you know, but again, I just hope that we can push back against these type of laws and regulations. And I hope that the courts see these laws for the buffoon type of legislation laws that they are. It's just more garbage piled on top of garbage. Anyways, I'm Michael J. Long, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.